You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Charles Crawford, the co-founder of a high-level growth hacking company called Crawford & O'Brien, LLC. In addition, Charles has started multiple successful companies and business ventures over the years, and he is currently focusing most of his time on his company, Crawford & O'Brien, a growth hacking company based in the Phoenix Valley. Charles, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks.
What exactly does Crawford & O'Brien do, and what is growth hacking?
Yeah, so basically, we help companies grow their businesses, mostly by dominating the internet and other marketing channels that work and provide real results for our clients. Essentially, we just get our clients more targeted, qualified leads, which then convert into sales and more money in everyone's pocket. So that's what we do.
And I noticed that your company slogan is dominate your niche. How do you help companies dominate their niche?
Yeah, so some of the main things we do is SEO, which stands for search engine optimization. And we also do pay-per-click advertising, also known as PPC, and retargeting, which is one of our favorite, and then media buys. And really, essentially, the most high-level, cutting-edge digital marketing tactics that drive more traffic to our clients' money site. And we also build, high-converting websites and landing pages to ensure high conversion rates.
And what exactly is SEO, PPC, and retargeting?
Yeah, so SEO, search engine optimization, is the process of ranking higher organically in search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Because when you rank higher organically, then you're getting free traffic. And the most important part of SEO in terms of Google's algorithm is how many other high authority websites are linking to your site. And so we do that well. We get good links for our clients, and we increase their rankings. And just a couple of methods to do that are press releases and guest blogging. A couple of the great methods out there. And, PPC is pay-per-click advertising. So you basically pay every time someone clicks on your ad. And the most common PPC platform is Google AdWords. That's how Google makes most of their money. I think they did around $50 billion last year. And a lot of it comes from Google AdWords. But with AdWords, the goal is optimizing campaigns to the lowest cost per click for the best keywords that drive the highest amount of targeted traffic to your site. And that's what we do well, because it's hard to do it right. And retargeting, man, that is awesome. So basically, retargeting is showing ads to people who visit your site and then they leave without taking the action that you want them to. So, for example, you come to my site and the cookie gets placed on the user's browser, and then ads will appear on high authority sites that the user visits, like Facebook. You can do Facebook retargeting and show people ads if they leave your website. So not only is this super powerful, but the cost per click is way cheaper than most other methods, even traditional AdWords. And the reason is just, mostly because there's fewer people doing it. So the competition is just way less for most niches when you do retargeting. Thus, retargeting is actually one of our most favorite methods. And our last retargeting campaign for our client yielded 10,000% ROI, which is insane.
Now, it seems like there are a good amount of digital marketing companies in the Phoenix Valley where you are located. How do you separate your digital marketing agency from the competition?
Yes, so there are a few things that we do when it comes to, when it comes to bigger companies like Yodel and Gannett Local and even Yellow Pages, because they offer services too. the big separator is that we can get more intimate with our clients and optimize campaigns better for PPC, especially. So getting that local and bigger companies, they have such high volume that they just basically set up campaigns quick, and they don't really optimize and check them every day and go into them to analyze what's working and what's not and tracking conversions and all that. But we optimize and stay on top of campaigns every second, you know. And for SEO, we just know our stuff and apply the best white hat tactics to build up authority sites for our clients. We don't cut corners and try and build spammy backlinks and do things that don't work, you know. So when it comes to smaller digital marketing companies like us, especially, we offer very affordable pricing, you know, and we're just super high level. So it's hard to beat us because of how smart we are, and we charge very affordable prices, and we apply tactics that most companies either don't because they don't know about them, or they just don't want to invest the time to do things, you know, the right way to achieve long-term lasting results.
Today we're joined by Charles Crawford, the co-founder of a high-level growth hacking company, Crawford & O'Brien, LLC, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Charles, who is your ideal client?
So right now we're focusing on dentists. You know, since the dentist was our first client, and, you know, we got him over 400% return on his investment and basically just did an amazing job. But, you know, we can pretty much help any business owner that, you know, needs more clients than has a marketing budget and is looking to scale their business.
Do you have any examples of any successful campaigns that you wouldn't mind sharing?
Yeah. So, as I slightly mentioned, our first dental client averaged a 400% ROI with us in the first month. So we helped him dominate by doing Google AdWords, and then we ranked him on the first page of Google within a couple weeks after taking over and building him a new website, which is pretty good. And then doing media buys and retargeting, especially. As I mentioned before, our first retargeting campaign got a 10,000% ROI, and that was through Facebook retargeting within 1 month. So now we're focused on more niche strategies for him, like getting him into his local newspaper and different PR tactics that, you know, are really the hardest to do right. And that's what we're getting paid for, is to do those, the hard things. But doing these hard things, you know, it's our biggest value add, especially in terms of link building and SEO. You know, imagine hosting a local event that gets a bunch of news press, you know, that's what we're talking about. So basically we're getting our client everywhere. And anyone looking for a dentist in his town will know of him. And some of the pages, you know, the keywords, we have like 5 pieces of real estate for him on the first page. So, and actually, for a more in-depth case study, just go to CrawfordandO'Brien.com, and you'll find a case study page that pretty much shows everything we did for him.
Wouldn't mind seeing that myself. Now, what advice would you give business owners for getting more customers?
Invest in marketing, especially internet marketing. You know, so many business owners think of marketing as just like a sunk cost when it's really an investment when you think about it and when you do it right. See, most companies either do marketing the wrong way and don't get a positive ROI, or they're cheap with marketing, or they hire a crappy company that doesn't get results, and then they think marketing isn't worth it. But marketing is one of the most powerful things you can do. And if it's done right and it pre-sells your prospects so you don't have to try and sell them personally, you know, like good marketing, you know, I'm saying this, people like Joe Polish and all these guys say this and do this, and it's really, you know, they should be already sold on you or your product by the time they actually call you because your marketing is so good. So all you have to do is, you know, cash checks. And that's how it should be.
That sounds pretty good to me. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Crawford and O'Brien online?
Yeah, so you can either just, you know, type in CrawfordandO'Brien.com into your browser, or just go to Google and type in Crawford and O'Brien, and we're number one. So just find us there. And we have all our contact information on our website. So that's probably the best way.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any advice you'd like to leave the listener on the topic that we have been covering today?
Yeah, actually, I think I should mention that, you know, too many entrepreneurs, just in small business owners in general, fail because of a couple reasons. Number one, they jump from idea to idea, and, you know, they never really dominate any niches or bring anything to fulfillment. They just fail a lot and don't really learn much from their failures, and then they give up because they're burned out. But they should see failure as the biggest learning opportunity and not jump from idea to idea. Focus on a niche that you're passionate about and then dominate it. You know, and then number two, entrepreneurs too much, you know, they try to do everything in their business when they should delegate to people who are actually better than them at certain skills. And I'll use, let's say, internet marketing as an example, actually, since we're talking about that. If you're a small business owner, you know, you can try and learn internet marketing, SEO, and web design, and code, and PPC, and all this stuff, you know. But not only would it take you years to master it, like it has anyone who's actually an authority in the niche of internet marketing, those things take up a lot of time. You know, doing SEO, it is a big deal. You know, that takes a lot of time. So it's actually not worth a business owner's time, if they're serious, to try and do it all. So that's why you should delegate something like internet marketing to a serious marketing company that gets your business more customers. And the point is, if you have a positive ROI with them, as you should, otherwise they're not doing a good job, then you're in a good position for growth.
Really been good to have had you. He is Charles Crawford, the co-founder of a high-level growth hacking company, Crawford & O'Brien, LLC. And the website of reference, once again, is CrawfordAndO'Brien.com. Charles, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio and great information for the listeners.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, Eric.
You bet. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.